Video of a ferry disaster in Mosul, Iraq, makes this clear. Most of the close to 100 people who drowned were women and children. Here's NPR's Jane Arraf.
In the security camera video, you can see the flat-bottom boat starting to list just a few feet from the riverbank. Everyone scrambles to the side, and then it flips completely over, plunging everyone into the water. None of the passengers were wearing life jackets. On the other side, horrified families in restaurants on the banks of the Tigris River watched as children and adults struggled in the water. Most of them couldn't swim. The fast current swept some of them miles downstream. Men and boys who could swim jumped into the water from the shore and bridges to try to save people. Children, they shouted frantically. It was a national holiday, the Kurdish Spring Festival Nowruz. The day is also commemorated in Iraq as Mother's Day. Iraq's prime minister announced an investigation.
The boat was overloaded with families, more than its capacity. And the current was very fast because of the high water levels.
Water levels were higher than usual because water was recently released from the Mosul Dam. Mosul's mayor said the boat owner had not done needed repairs on the vessel. Mosul has been emerging from the battle against ISIS, which destroyed the oldest section of Iraq's second biggest city and killed thousands of civilians. The city was liberated by U.S.-backed Iraqi forces 2 years ago. But reconstruction has been slow. Last week, bridges rebuilt after the battle collapsed in the rain.
This tragedy makes us live the war again. We are living the war atmosphere. And believe me, this is not about the ferry. This is not about the bridge. And it's not even about the war. It's about the people who make benefits of Mosul.
That's Ali El-Baroudi, who teaches at the University of Mosul. He says people feel they've been taken advantage of. A civil defense official said the boat had a capacity of 50, but was carrying five times that number. The boat owner was arrested. The morning after, an angry crowd gathered to protest corruption and government neglect. Video recorded by Baroudi showed protesters throwing stones at the governor's vehicle, demanding he resign as he sped away. The prime minister declared 3 days of mourning across the country. Jane Arraf, NPR News.